Yeah.
All right,
Recording.
everybody. This is DJ Rem from Quoth the Raven, and I have Wally from the band Cerebral Extinction on the line. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Thank you. Thanks for giving us this incredible opportunity to speak about our last CD, Escape from Illusion.
Yeah, and thank you for taking the time. And I have to tell you, I actually been listening to the new CD this morning, and it is fantastic. So,
thanks so much.
So it just released last month, right? So middle of July.
Yes, it was published on Amputated Vein, a Japanese label, just a month ago.
Okay.
Before our European tour in Spain, Germany, Austria, and Czech Republic, we played in the Obscene Extreme Festival just 2 weeks ago.
Oh, nice. Was that pretty amazing? I'm assuming yes.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah, incredible. It was my dream to play over there because it's the most important extreme musical festival in Europe. There were thousands of people. Unfortunately, we have a problem with our drummer, which was positive the same date of our departure. So we use sample drums live. It was the only opportunity to play live for us. So it wasn't brilliant to play without drums, but it was the only opportunity to have the show.
You do what you have to do so the show will go on, right?
Yeah, the show go on.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the new album. You know, kind of what was how the process worked for you guys for writing and recording and getting it to release? How'd that process work?
We recorded it in a local studio with a guy named Chulas from, he plays in another great band called Cadaveric Crematorium. And we recorded it on the studio. On the other hand, I made all the best part in my house.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. It was pretty hard and I spent like 4 months to realize all the fretless bass part. There are 9 or 8 tracks, I don't remember exactly. The tracks are quite long and we have a lot of change of BPM, change of parts. We have also some guest musician. I think it's a quite good CD, one of the best CD I made in my humble music experience.
Awesome.
Yeah,
so
we are receiving a lot of fantastic feedback from a magazine, from fans. I am completely satisfied of our works, and we are still working of new tracks.
Nice. So the new album's already in the works, hey?
Yeah.
Typical musician, always thinking about the next thing, right?
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you more recently joined the band. How did that come to be? You know, what about Cerebral Extinction looked like a good place for you?
To be honest with you, I have a lot of bands apart Cerebral Extinction. I play in something like 8 bands.
Oh, wow.
In Italy, there were a brutal lockdown due to the coronavirus. So I start many collaboration with many bands. One of these is Cerebral Extinction. So at the beginning, I was just a guest for making the CD. But they appreciate so much our my style. So I decided to carry on with this band.
Very cool.
The reason that I am in this band is a friend of mine named Arturo, called the guitarist, and he told to the guitarist to select myself as a bassist.
Okay. Very nice. And you live in, you're in Italy, correct?
Yeah, I live something like 150 kilometers away from the other guys, so we can rehearse only a couple of times a month.
Yeah,
I
but
live in Bo I live in Bologna, and they the guitarist live in Brescia, the vocalist in Verona, and the drummer in Milano. So we all the north of Italy.
okay. So because of the distance, that does that make it that I'm assuming that makes it a little tougher to practice together, but luckily you, with the internet you can do things virtually, correct?
Yeah, the distance is like lovers. If you enjoy the love, if you enjoy the situation, the distance disappear.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, and also kindly note that every night I rehearse all the songs. So with the technology, the distance is totally canceled.
Right. So you mentioned that you recently played that this really big festival. What's coming up next? Do you have any other live shows planned?
Yeah, unfortunately to my wife, I have a lot of upcoming events. I have my events every week until the Xmas. Every week I have a concert, I have a gig. I will come back in October in France. We will play in a lot of festival in September, and probably we will go once again in a tour next December.
Okay, nice. Now, in all of these festivals that you're going to be playing, are these all with Cerebral Extinction, or are these with the other bands as well?
No, I am speaking only about Cerebral
Okay.
Extinction. I'm not speaking about the other bands. It's not correct for my fellows.
Yep. Perfect. Perfect. So.
If you want to make another interview with the other bands, I am at your disposal.
Okay. Well, I would love to do that. So,
Oh, thank you.
yep, for sure, for sure. So, where's a good place for people to find out more about the band? What websites, what social networks are you guys on?
Well, we use Facebook most of all, and then we have a Bandcamp
Oh.
in which you can find all our merchandise, and also we have Instagram and Spotify. The guitarist Michele organize everything about Instagram and Spotify.
Okay, very good.
On the other hand, I usually upload some photo and videos on Facebook.
Okay.
Social networks are quite important nowadays for a band.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, very important, very important.
Do you guys have any videos on YouTube?
Yes, yeah, we have a couple of videos. We have an official lyrics video made a friend of us, Alessandra Azzori is the name. And also I realized a bus walk through to video, only the best part of the first song of the Escape from Illusion, because many fans ask me to do a video of the best part, which are very very difficult, and they want to see my hands and what I can do with my bass.
Okay, gotcha. And one thing I wanted to ask is, so I'm looking at the artwork for the new album. The artwork is fantastic. Who designed that for you?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I completely forgot the name of the artwork. Michele will cut my throat, because he told me countless times the name of this guy. It's on the inner CD, the name. I also like the artwork. It's fantastic. But forgive me, please accept my apologies. I don't remember the name of the guy.
Not a problem. Well, props go to him, him or her regardless, because it's fantastic. So, I mean, you know, one of the things that I look for as a music lover is, and as a fan, is for bands that put a lot of effort into their artwork. So I, as a fan of music, I really appreciate that. So, you know, so thank you for caring enough to have good artwork.
Yeah, the artwork and the lyrics are the most important face of the band. I love our lyrics because they are my passion. On the other hand, I absolutely hate lyrics about sexism, racism, fascism, and so on. I cannot play with a band that have such a kind of lyrics.
Yeah, it's well,
fun to me.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that too, because I don't listen to bands that sing and play that kind of music. So
yeah, there are a lot of things to say in this world. Why we have to speak about porn or sexism and so on?
Right. Yep. Cannot agree more, for sure. So here's a question for you. So, what kind of influences have you had in your life that drew you to this style of music and or drew you to music in general? And kind of the second part of that question is growing up, did you have someone in your family that was into music that kind of helped push you that way?
Yeah. My parents totally hate music.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. My wife loves music, and she listens to various type of music. My beautiful daughter is listening to sometimes metal. And me, I listen to everything. As a bassist, I'm totally influenced about classical music, jazz, blues, fusion, techno, death metal, and so on. I don't have boundaries about music. Music is good, not good for me.
Yeah, it's all, that's the beauty. There's so many different styles of music that... And it's about what you feel. It doesn't matter. You know, there can be a band I love that you don't, but it doesn't matter, or vice versa, or whatever. But it doesn't matter, because it's about what I like, because I'm the one listening to it. You know,
as a bassist, as a bass player, I am influenced by Michael Mehring, Jaco Pastorius, Stuart M. And as a metalhead, I really love Jerry Smith from Archspire, Hugo De Jonge from Beyond Creation. Today, Hugo is the birthday of Hugo. So happy birthday to
happy
my
birthday.
Friend. and also Alex Weber from Weight Pathology and other bands. And Johan Brewer from Entels. There are a lot of bass player, good bass player, excellent, amazing bass player in the world now. It's for the young people, it's easy to play every instrument in a serious way because YouTube is totally full of tutorials. When I was younger, it was really hard to play instrument in a serious way because YouTube wasn't created, of course.
Right.
And,
yeah. We didn't have any of that back then.
We don't have a YouTube. We have only VHS videotapes.
Right.
Yeah. So it was really difficult for old people like me to play instrument in a serious way.
Well, I'm right there with you.
I am 51 years old.
Well, I'll be 49 this year, so see,
yeah.
We're close. Very close.
Yeah, I am in the underground since 1983.
Wow. Yeah. So, what is, how is the scene in Italy? Is it pretty strong still right now?
Yeah. It's pretty strong. There are a lot of nice bands. Nice. Then it's great that we don't have a competition in Italy. We are all friends.
Oh,
we
wow.
are a few people, but we are all friends. To mention some of my favorite band in Italy, I can say Ideus Divinity from Rome, Burial, Coexistence. But there are too many bands to mention.
Yeah, well, that's great that there's a great scene
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's a great scene. It's a great scene. There are after the lockdown, we have concert. We have festival gigs every week.
Yeah, that's good. That lockdown was.
I think
lockdown
it's the same
was tough on everyone.
I think it's the same in the United States. We
yep.
see a lot of festival, Chicago, Maryland, Michigan.
Yep. Yeah. This coming Saturday is on the 13th is Michigan Metal Fest in Battle Creek, Michigan. And it's gonna
I saw the bill.
Did you see
I
it?
Saw,
yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going. I'm actually providing the press tent for them, so it's gonna be really fun. And then, in October, I don't know if you saw the bill for Tennessee Devastation Fest. That one's down in Lexington, Tennessee, and that's gonna be another fabulous, with some more extreme bands. And I'm happy to say that happy is not the right word, amused that the Bible lovers there are not so happy about the the extreme metal coming to their town. So
how are you?
So lots of good festivals coming up.
Spencer. The connection is breaking down.
Sorry, Spencer.
Sorry, the connection is breaking down.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
Okay, now it's okay. We hope to play live in the States. It's one of my dreams. Well, hopefully next year.
Yeah, well, between Michigan Metal Fest and then the one in 10, the owners of Metal Devastation Radio are putting on, maybe we can get you connected.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
It would be brilliant.
My favorite thing about what I get to do is to get to meet, you know, band members and musicians like yourself, and do an interview and then go to a show and get to see you live and then get to meet you in person. That's like, that's like my favorite thing. So hopefully we'll be able to make that happen.
It would be great to meet you.
Awesome. So is there anything else about the band that you want, or the new album that you want to make sure the listeners and viewers should know?
Our CD is quite hard to appreciate the first time. So please listen to various times before make a judgment of the, because sometimes metalheads have a lot of CD. So sometimes the people can listen to only once, and then they move on CD. Our CD is not easy to understand on the first first time. So I prefer that people can listen to several times our tracks. At least they can understand the real sound and the real power of our songs.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Listen to it over and over.
Over and over.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, I didn't even listen to the whole, I have not even listened to the whole album yet, and I already love it. So, so I'm already sold.
Thank you so much. You are very kind.
So, shameless plug time again. Just a reminder for folks where they can go to listen to the album, where they can buy the album, because I highly encourage folks to purchase it from you.
Well, we have all the album on full streaming on YouTube. Also, you can buy our CD from the Amputated Vein label, or directly from us writing on Facebook or contacted the guitarist. The name is Michele Leali. And we have the CD is just out, so we have a lot of copies. We made very cool t-shirts and caps and flags via Brutal Minds from Singapore made this incredible merchandise. We have all available from our Bandcamp or directly from the official Facebook page.
Okay. Do you ship worldwide? I'm assuming yes.
Yeah, we ship overseas.
Okay.
We ship all over the globe, of course.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure because I'm going to order the CD and I want to make sure that it'll come to the US. So
for you, we can send you a free copy, of course.
Well, I appreciate that. So thanks again for taking time to talk to me today. It's been a pleasure. I definitely would love to connect with you to discuss your other bands as well.
And also
be able to listen and play that music as well. So I definitely look forward to staying connected with you. Please, please tell everyone in the band I said hello and thank them for helping make great music and helping thanks. Keep metal alive. So
thanks so much. Okay, have a nice day. Apologize for my bad English.
Your English was fantastic. So
oh, thank you.
Not
so
a problem.
Please stay in touch.
Yep.
Add me as a friend. I am Wally Ake on Facebook. And to all our fans, please check our videos. And just type Cerebral Extinction on YouTube. You can find one lyrics video and me playing the bass of the first song of the CD. Thanks so much.
Yep. And see you soon. And just so you know, I will put, there will be links in this video for the listeners to click on to take them to all of that as well.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great evening, afternoon. Take care.
Have a pleasant weekend. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.